You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
James, I feel like you need to get an air fryer. Have you heard the, you know, religion that's basically air fryer people? Like, they are so over the top when it comes to air fryers. Like, if you know somebody who has an air fryer, you probably know about it because they tell you all the time about how wonderful air fryers can be. And I have one, and I will say, if you make fries, you know, wings, okay, anything that's crunchy, air fryers are certainly a good purchase.
Okay. I'm going to have to delve into this. I've heard this before, and I've been looking to join a cult, so maybe this is the one. You're selling me on this air fryer. Give me some other foods you can make before we talk to Mark, and we'll ask him his favorite football munching on food. That's not the best way to put it, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you can make bacon. You can make butterfly or coconut shrimp. Like I said, anything that needs to be crunchy, like we do fried green beans in there, and they're actually really good. So air fryers are so easy. You just put the food in, and then you turn a knob. So I'm all for that.
Okay. Well, now I'm ready for NFL weekend because I'm going to gorge myself. Maybe I'll get an air fryer. With that, we bring in Mark Herzlich, Super Bowl champion with the 2011 New York Giants, an All-American linebacker at Boston College, and former ACC Defensive Player of the Year. Mark, before we start asking you about divisional weekend in the NFL, do you have an air fryer? And even if you don't, what's your favorite go-to food when you're watching a game? Is it wings? Is it nachos? Burger? Maybe you're really healthy. What do you go to, and do you have an air fryer?
Yeah, well, so first of all, air fryers, the air fryer cult, that's real. That air fryer cult right now is basically what CrossFit cult of 2012 was. I mean, if you have an air fryer, you know about it. If you did CrossFit, we knew about it. Like that, it's totally right. And yeah, it's funny. You mentioned grilled cheese. First of all, I want to know how you make grilled cheese in a vertical toaster. Is it a vertical toaster? Do you get cheese on the bottom?
No, it's there's a tray that goes right inside. It's a horizontal
toaster oven.
So you can just
toaster oven. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
I was about to say that lawyer would have hung you out to dry with the vertical toaster. You just had to be cleaning up that cheese the whole time. But my food of choice, actually, you know, I haven't had wings in a long time. Just straight up buffalo wings. And this playoff season, I have been destroying buffalo wings as I've been watching these wild card rounds. So that will continue on this weekend, I'm sure.
Well, Mark, I enjoy hearing that because I'm getting hungry and I'm getting ready for some football. So let's start with a matchup that I think I'm most intrigued with, which is the Niners going into Green Bay at Lambeau Field. It's going to be absolutely freezing, and the Niners are 5.5-point dogs. Do you buy into what you saw from San Francisco last week? They quietly played some really great football, now won 8 of 10. That defensive line was spectacular. But can they really hang with Green Bay?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, they did play really good football, especially the beginning of the game. And then, you know, I think you worry about that fourth quarter. I mean, they had the game in control, and it was obvious that they were going to win. But to not put up any more points in that fourth quarter, it just feels a little like, ooh, like, I don't know, because you're going to need to be able to put up points when you're playing the Packers. And I, you know, this is a game that, again, you know, I think we talked last week of, like, you know, anyone can win any game, and that's true. However, it just feels like in pretty much all the positions, San Francisco's a little bit outmatched, you know, especially on the offensive side of the ball. You know, and you know, you can have some phenomenal plays. You know, Deebo Samuel could come up big, and you know, Michelle could come up big in the running game for San Francisco. But it just feels like right now, unless there was something that happened this past bye week that the wall will set in for Green Bay? I don't think so. I think they're going to come out hot. I think they're going to use their two-headed rushing game. I think A.J. Dillon's going to do some good pounding, Boston College shout-out. And Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers, they have proven to be the best quarterback wide receiver duo this year, and I think that continues.
I think the key for me in that one is the pass rush. If the Niners can get some pressure on Aaron Rodgers, and it's kind of interesting because both the teams that have a pretty solid pass rush are going against two of the best quarterbacks in a long time, against Aaron Rodgers and also the Rams going against Tom Brady. Do you see either of those pass rushes really making it a tough day for either Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady?
So I think that the Rams pass rush can be effective if they get hands on wide receivers early. So, Tom Brady is so good at getting the ball out fast. He can understand where the pass rush is coming from. Doesn't matter who you have on the rushing him, but he can get the ball out so fast, and they implement so many five out wide receiver or running back out of the backfield quick check down. So if the Rams are really good on what you call peel pickup, if a guy's coming off the edge on a blitz and he sees a running back flare out across his face, you need to pick him up, abort your blitz and pick him up, and then that allows someone else to add in. So if they are good at that, which you always have to be good at against the Tom Brady team, then they can get some of that pressure up the middle with Aaron Donald and those guys up front. And so I think that that's probably the better chance of getting home. I think that the Packers, I don't think the 49ers pass rush will affect as much in that game, but it'll be interesting to see how the Rams can do, because you're right. Once that pass rush, and that's been the recipe towards beating Tom Brady in the playoffs. You got to get pressure early on him. You got to get him a little bit uncomfortable in the pocket, and you got to get hands on receivers. Gronk might not be the fastest downfield anymore, but if you're rushing off the edge and Gronk is near you, get a jam on him before you rush, just to throw off that timing just a little bit, because he's going to be the outlet in the case that Tom Brady does scramble.
We're talking with our Odyssey insider, Mark Herzlick, Super Bowl champion with the 2011 Giants, All-American linebacker, Boston College, and former ACC Defensive Player of the Year. Mark, I cannot wait to watch this Bills-Chiefs game in Arrowhead.
Yes.
The Chiefs are short 2-point favorites. It's going to be such a good game. And we didn't learn much about the Chiefs because we knew the Steelers were limping into the postseason. The Bills looked incredible. How do you think this game is going to go down?
Gosh, man, it's going to be such a fun game. And I really hope that I hope that both teams come out and play to their top level. We've seen at times this year where Mahomes and Hill, they haven't had the connection or the timing correctly, but look towards the end of the season that got shored up, and watching the way the Bills played the other day, it's a complete team, probably one of the most complete teams that we see out there in the NFL right now, offense, defense, special teams all contributing. You get two of the brightest young quarterbacks going against each other, and I think part of me is kind of hoping that the Bills pull this one off, just because, man, Bills Nation, that fan base, they are so rowdy and they get so fired up, and they're going to travel well. So, I think that would be kind of fun to watch. However, this is a game that you're going to see, I think, a lot of explosive plays on offense, not because the defenses are playing poorly, just because they have the weapons to do that. And I think you're going to see it. A bunch of big plays on defense as well. I think it's going to be really cool to watch.
So the only game we really haven't touched on is Bengals Titans, and Mark, I am a Titans fan, so tread lightly.
Yeah.
But looking at this Bengals team, the injuries are really mounting when it comes to their defensive line. How do you see that affecting the game when it comes to this Titans run game that, oh, by the way, is getting back Derrick Henry?
Yeah, watch out. It's so crazy, that has to have been talked about in the Titans clubhouse for this entire lead to the postseason. Look, let's get in the playoffs. Just get in the playoffs, we can get Derrick Henry back. I don't think they ever thought, okay, we're going to be a number one seed in that situation. But Tannehill has played really well. I think that this was a year for him that was, you know, not, he didn't have to prove anything. However, without Derrick Henry behind him, he has proven a lot. And their running game has gotten even better, I think, in the absence of Derrick Henry, because there was a lot less reliance on him breaking tackles or making something happen. So, you know, I saw in an interview recently, but one of the Bengals players talked about, look, this is the best, this is probably the best run offense they've faced since they played the Browns. And it only gets better with Derrick Henry. So, you know, I think that those defensive linemen up front, especially the defensive tackles being hurt, you know, we'll see obviously if Mike Daniels can go, or Tupua can go, because those guys are going to be needed against this vaunted run offense that, you know, man, just all you need to do is also just turn it out and throw to A.J. Brown on the outside. So Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase are going to have phenomenal days in order to pull this one off, but I like the Titans.
All right, before I let you go, is there a player or a team that has surprised you thus far, or a performance that you didn't anticipate?
Oh, that's a great question. I think that, you know, so far, watching, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo play in that first playoff game, I thought he looked good. I thought he looked calm. I thought he looked poised. And I thought he looked like kind of pre-injury Jimmy Garoppolo, what we saw a few years back, where he was hitting a lot of the short passes. He was making good decisions. He was, you know, commanding the game well. So, you know, now he has an even bigger test against the Aaron Rodgers, and how well he can go and play in that situation.
He is our Odyssey insider, Mark Herzlick, on the Roman guest line. Get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. Go to GetRoman.com/BetQL. You get $15 off your first month. That's GetRoman.com/BetQL. Mark, we appreciate it, and I hope you get some wings this weekend.
I will. Enjoy those grilled cheeses. Take care, guys.
All right, you bet.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.